You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by Jeremy Pooch, co-founder and CEO of BL Glasses, who have recently announced a partnership with Panasonic. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us here today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your interest in our company.
First of all, what do the BL smart glasses do?
Well, our glasses, we call them BL smart gaze. They are designed to solve the mobility issues of the people with low vision and increase their mobility. Mobility issues are the worst consequence of low vision, causing falls, injuries, dependency, and isolation. And it happens the most when there is peripheral vision loss, which is normally called tunnel vision, like happens in glaucoma or retinitis, or even in some effects of strokes. These people used to run into obstacles or other mobility risk that may be out of their visual field. And what our glasses do is that we use 3D vision and AI to understand the scene. Then we are able to detect any kind of obstacles, steps, holes, bumps, branches, any kind of mobility risk. And then we use mixed reality to adapt this information to the remaining vision of the patient. More specifically, we use graphical signs adapted to the remaining vision of the patients, like arrows or other kind of graphical signs, and we can place these graphical signs within the visual field of the patient, so the patients can realize of all these possible risk for their mobility, so they can move around safely.
Going back now to the beginning of the company, how did you guys start? I've got quite an interesting origin story, especially to your name.
The glasses actually called after my son, Biel. My son, he's now 10 years old. And when he was 2 years old, we realized that something was wrong with him because it took a long time for him to start walking. And even when he started walking, he was suffering falls and injuries all the time. And he had a very weighted weight for descending stairs. And so after visiting many doctors, we finally realized that the problem was with his eyes. And he has a congenital condition that caused him low vision. And in his case, he has this peripheral vision loss. And when we were told that in his case, this condition will not get worse, but will not improve. So there was nothing to do. And my wife and I, well, she's a medical doctor, I'm an engineer, and we tried to find something, let's say, not to cure him, because we knew that there was no way for solving his medical problems, but at least to improve his quality of life. And I have a background working in virtual reality for educational purposes and so on. And then the idea was basically to use mixed reality, which is a combination of virtual reality and augmented reality, to adapt reality to his remaining vision. So as we cannot improve his eyes, to adapt the world to his eyes. And this is more or less the story of the way we started this.
And that leads us to the present day, where recently in January, you announced a partnership with Panasonic that was announced at CES. So can you tell us a bit about this partnership, how it came about, and what you're planning to do together?
Well, we have been working with Panasonic for more than 1 year. Panasonic has one of the best available virtual reality technologies that is available in the market. And they want this technology to be used for other purposes, but for gaming, for purposes for health or social or other industrial applications. But they were especially interested in our project as a way to use this technology to help people. And this part of the strategy of Panasonic as a group. During this collaboration, what we tried, what we have been working in it, was to integrate our technology with their virtual reality technology. And what we were able to present in the CES in Las Vegas was the first functional prototype, fully functional version of BL Smart Gaze, integrating the Panasonic 5.2 key display technology. So it's right now I can say for sure that we have the best display technology of all the glasses for low vision that could be available in the market, and we are combining both technologies, the part of the display from Panasonic and all the part related to scene understanding from BL glasses.
Fantastic stuff. You must be really excited about that. What's coming up for the next couple of months and also throughout the rest of 2023? And also, where can our listeners find out more about you?
What we are working right now, mostly here in, we are based in Barcelona, and we are running now some pilot projects. We started with three, half-size cities here in around Barcelona, and now we have a major pilot that we are starting right now, and during the year we will be carrying this pilot projects in Barcelona in collaboration with the Barcelona City Council in order to use our technology, improve the accessibility of the public areas of the city for the people with low vision. You were asking also where you can find more information about us. You can look at our website for sure. It's blglasses.com. It's BIEL. And you can also send an email to info@blglasses.com, and then you will go to our website where you will find information about our product and technology and so on, and about our collaboration with Panasonic. You can also, the best thing is to Google BL glasses and Panasonic, and you will find a lot of articles and so on about this collaboration.
Excellent stuff. Well, Jaume Puig, the co-founder and CEO of BL Glasses, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome, and thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to explain our project and technology to your listeners. Thank you very much.